Brain Training, Myths, Cognitive Functions, and Sex Differences by Siri Gallows. Narrated by Casey Logan. Chapter 1. Despite scientific evidence, the majority of people believe these myths. What exactly entitles someone to be called smart? Some people really believe that efficiency on IQ tests is the gold standard to determine intelligence. Others point out that versatility to the environment and understanding how to be effective within your culture is the criteria of intellectual prowess. The commonness between these two analytic intelligence views is well substantiated, finding that being clever is only partially associated to rational problem solving and sound logical reasoning. As such, lots of people who define themselves as smart make poor and regrettable choices, usually simply because they port incorrect beliefs and count on false information. Beliefs are considered false when the views contrast with established scientific proof. Examples of generalized and prevalent incorrect beliefs include the concept that suicides are more likely during the holiday season, that most women's moods get worse during their premenstrual cycles, PMS, and that changing among different types of alcohol causes more intoxication than drinking one alcohol type, Furman and Hughes, 2014. In spite of what you believe, each declaration above was shown incorrect with scientific data. People whose base choices on incorrect beliefs often incur adverse consequences, including monetary loss, poor health, and absence of mental wellness. Still, the effect of incorrect beliefs intensifies when baseless reasoning affects others, which is often the case for parents, educators, and company managers. Evaluating the many reasons clever people reject facts are too large and detailed to define here, but the reasons typically include the influence of culture and personal experience, failure or hesitation to analyze the proof, and the influence of herd mentality, where group acceptance supports validity. People are also resistant to surrendering incorrect beliefs when they perceive no engaging reason to change or when they struggle to understand the effects of embracing an incorrect belief. The University of Southern California researchers Sinatra and Jacobson, 2019, used the metaphor of zombie concepts to describe relentless myths that afflict the teaching and academic community in spite of contrary proof. Below, I recognize some of the popular myths that prevent organizational performance, thinking, and decision-making, focusing mostly on myths connected to human intelligence and inspiration. Number 1. Most people are unmotivated. Maybe the most ubiquitous myth in the domain of inspiration is the purported lack of inspiration in others, Hoffman, 2017, explained that when implying others lack motivation, we're making an ego-inflating valuation that benefits personal self-respect. The amotivational assessment allows us to examine the other individual as mentally inferior to our own goals. In reality, there is no such thing as being uninspired. Many people, and even zombies, are inspired by different things at different times, and inspirations change according to the context, social scenarios, and task at hand. Number 2, willpower is limited. For many years, scientists were determined to self-discipline, like workout, had endurance limitations that impacted self-discipline. A great example is a reticent dieter who, after avoiding sweets for weeks, breaks down and consumes a box of donuts, probably when no one is looking. While there is proof to support the restrictions of self-control, goal determination, and resisting temptation in time, Moravin, 2012, recent findings suggest otherwise. Job et al., 2010, observed that throughout the completion of folding box issues found on IQ tests, participants who actually believed or were told that they had unrestricted self-discipline exceeded a contrast group of individuals who thought their ability reduced with time. To put it simply, regardless of psychological fatigue, our minds can be tricked into believing we have the power to endure. Number 3.